The importance of art in architectural design and how it influences what we create. Chapter 1, A Beautiful Home. Architecture is the complex and carefully designed structure of everything around us, whether it be natural or built by humans. It is the collaboration of many parts of a holistic environment that induces emotion from the physical, visual, olfactory, and spiritual perspectives, as much as performing the practical functions of everyday life. Architecture is not just a visual art. It is a physical sculpture, an acoustic melody, and a delicate painting. It is the use of proportions to create perfect compositions. Architecture is the invention and poetry of objects and spaces working together to create the contextual backdrop to our life experiences. Harmonic proportions and sensory factors influence our designs and are themselves enhanced by the creation of a space. The most personal and resonant exercise of this creation of a space is the home, and it is our role as the artist and architect to nurture and explore a vision of home and to bring to life in whatever form through design. The home is not just a building. It's an array of spaces filled with personal objects, items of furniture, artworks and trinkets that make our environment so individual to each of us, enabling us to create, over time, our own personal home. What we do not always see is how we can enrich our experiences of these environments by creating a space in which our home can occupy, a stage to display our items or keepsakes, and a backdrop to our everyday. Art and craft is often used to enhance and enrich a space, whether it be with cabinetry, fireplaces, decorative plasterwork, or ornate staircases. A style appropriate for the backdrop is often present before the creation of the space is considered. In other words, for many of us, the home is already formed with our belongings, our tastes, and our styles. It is the space that these collaborate with that is yet to be created. So, we are never really starting from a blank canvas. Our aim as designers is to create spaces that form a multitude of incidental surprises that are found and enriched by the inquisitive, ambitious homeowner. For me, building has always been about art. I cannot understand why people, particularly architects, cannot exclusively use the word beautiful when describing a building. We use that description for a painting or natural landscapes. Why not a building? It is almost as if it is a requirement that an architect must come up with an intelligible alternative to that word in justification for their artwork, that forms at least a whole paragraph, but ultimately boils down to the same thing. Why should it be so uncouth to build a building where the design principle is for it to be beautiful for the sake of being beautiful? Why is this treated with disdain? Is it a sign of our times that the building must first convey a humility in its presence, prove its sustainable credentials, or be seen as having an honourable use that befits society before it can be described as being beautiful? Beauty, of course, is in the eye of the beholder, but there are many examples of buildings that have been built purely as monuments to how beautiful we can make something, and these buildings have a resonating and profound effect on the way in which we enjoy our lives and the well-being of our state of mind. A beautiful, well-designed building can vastly alter the way in which we live. A well-proportioned room, based on the golden ratio, for example, will influence all of our senses from sight, smell and sound to the tactile, subconscious and physical experiences of space that affect our mindset. The first impression of a space should enliven us and inspire a sense of appreciation of the art of spatial design, with the function, sustainability and practical nature being performed effortlessly and instinctively in the background. Building, for me, is the celebration of craft. Whether it be the design or the skill of the individual artisan who is beautifully adding to the construction, it is the celebration of the skills developed over years of experience that has passed down through generations or been taken up by the enthusiastic, ambitious artist. From the bricklayer skillfully laying handmade bricks in lime mortar in a perfect rhythm, to a stonemason fitting beautifully carved decorative stone, or a carpenter fitting an elegant window or door, the skill of the artisan who made the object and the skill of the fitter who is patiently installing the object are creating art in building. The overall composition of the piece may be formed and directed by the architect, but the small, detailed brushstrokes are delivered by the many wonderful and talented trades that we have in our country. A building is thus an ensemble piece of art with a curator at its heart. Developing the composition of a painting is similar to the design of a building. Whether it be in the development of the plan or the elevations, The building is a kit of parts that is assembled in such a way that it becomes a compositional piece. Some are impressionist, some traditional landscapes, some manga cartoons, but always there is a parallel relationship with art. The two are inextricably linked. But are architects thought of as artists anymore? Or are they technologists? Has technology influenced the development of architecture so much that architects have become more focused on technical and engineering ability over artistic skill? You would need to survey the profession to find out.